When you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. When you pray, use no vain repetitions as the heathen, for they think to be heard for their much babbling. When you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which hurt you and persecute you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If you can, believe. All things are possible to him who believes. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Have faith in God. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.